We're doing the Avat Chesed. We're up to page Shintet Zayin in the Zogman edition. The Ikar Mitzvah Shel Simchat Chatan VeKala Matzu Yoter B'Makom She'enish. Guys, I have in my bag in the office a Nana Nachman Kippah, a yellow one, so that on Thursday's wedding, hopefully I'll remember to bring it, I'll be able to dance and make the chatan happy. He says the main point when it comes to the mitzvah of making a chatan and kala happy is where other people aren't doing it. That's where you have a greater mitzvah. That's where you're less apt to do it, right? When things get dull, so there isn't so much of an atmosphere. That's when you have to become the clown. That's when you have to jump in and make him happy. He says, you know where you find it? Where there's a poor wedding. I've been at weddings. I don't know if you've had this experience yet, but you will. You come to a wedding where the band is lousy. They're off key. And it's very hard to dance when you're hearing off key music. The singer's off key with the band, and everything's off key. So that's the truth is, it helps to take a cup of wine or something, not to get drunk. It definitely helps to be able to dance better. So he says, yeah, you go to a wedding where people are poor. Sometimes there's no one there to make them happy. I've been at weddings where there was no dance floor. We were out on the grass. Now it's very hard to dance there, but that's exactly where you have to put in the effort and dance. V'sham en matzui davar shu neged Hashem, v'im yizdamen lifamim gam sham davar shelo kohogen, im yomar lehem shu shelo kohen yekablu dvarav. He says at weddings like that, almost always everything's kosher. They're careful to do it right, and if by mistake they do something wrong, you'll tell them, they'll fix it right away. Shama mitzvah gdolad mod lelech usameach otam. Chafetz Chaim says over there, you have such a great mitzvah to go make them happy. I remember in the U.S., we had opportunities where I remember once there was a wedding and there was a snowstorm and the chatan was from California and all his family couldn't come in because they couldn't fly in, and they decided they're not delaying the wedding. So the men's side, the chatan's side, was empty. And I get a phone call and I was asked to go. I grabbed a bunch of friends. We went to the wedding and we danced our hearts out just to make this chatan happy. And I remember when the chatan was sitting next to his kala, he's radiating, and I get down there and I'm doing my kazatska, and I'm smiling and I'm shaking his hand away, and I could see him whispering to the kala, is he from your family side? And she laughs and she says, gee, I thought he was from your family side. And at that point, I see them leaning over to ask me, and I bow out, right? But that doesn't make who I am. I came here to make him happy, but if I tell him that, then it'll make him sad. Oh, I'm a nepech. I need someone to come in to make me happy. So I slipped away, you know. But that's a big mitzvah. Sometimes people are stuck and have no one to dance for them. There's no one who can come and dance there. So sometimes we get calls like that here at the Machon. There can be instances like that. My wedding, it snowed. We didn't know if anyone would make it. On my wedding night, there was a snowstorm here in Jerusalem. Okay, so yes, he says where there are other where you don't have other people to make a chatan and kala happy, you have a bigger mitzvah, put in a greater effort. V'amu chazal, our sages said in Tractate Brachos, dam sameh chatan zocha avuzel Torah. He who makes a chatan happy will merit to have Torah in that merit. Uchilu ikriv todah bevet hamikdash, and it's as though he brought a todah sacrifice in the temple. Uchilu bana achat mechuvot Yerushalayim. The Talmud says it's as though he rebuilt a torn down city. We all go and look at the Churva and we say that's great. Yeah, you could have built a torn down building if you make a chatan kala happy. The Talmud tells us in Tractate Ketubot that even the greatest sage, it says about Rabbi Yehuda b'Rabbi Eloi, that's the Rabbi Yehuda we encounter throughout the Shas Mishnayos, that whenever a couple would be getting married and he'd be at the wedding, he would take a long branch of a hadassim and he'd do all kinds of funny, sticky dances in front of them. And the other rabbis would tell him, hey, we're getting embarrassed. It says when it came time for his funeral, so a beam of fire came down in the shape of a hadas and accompanied him to the grave. And they said, you see, in heaven they agreed with him. The other rabbis would say, how could it be? You're the first speaker. Whenever the rabbis would convene, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Eloi, was Rosham Dabim Bechol Makom. He was always the first to speak. How could it be? You're putting yourself down. You're being the jester. You're making things to make the chatan and kala smile and be happy. Isn't it beneath your dignity? And he'd say, no, that's my mitzvah. So that's why he merited. that Hashem showed that he was right. And that's this idea that even great Talmidei Chachamim should go in there and make the Chatan and Kala happy.